Reptilians and the Galactic Federation. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Murray. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. The Galactic Federation approaches Earth and its problems as a planet differently when it comes to the human and reptilian civilizations. In both cases, it needs to keep both of them isolated from the rest of the galactic community, for different reasons. For humans, those reasons are complex, and I will not go into the details as I have been doing so for several videos now. Still, the basic reason is that they must keep and protect the illusion of the Matrix there, as a contained false reality, with a defined set of attributes that cause hard living conditions, supposedly all for the learning experience it gives the souls incarnated there. In the case of the reptilians, it is different. The Galactic Federation claims that the reason why they must keep them isolated from the rest of the galactic community is because of their inherent negativity and retrograde behavior. One of the main differences between how both civilizations are treated and isolated is the knowledge of what occurs outside Earth, where the mass of human civilization is kept in ignorance of the galactic reality, and about the simple fact that there are more humans as such, living and thriving outside Earth, while the reptilian civilization is fully, or at least mostly conscious of such interstellar reality. The Galactic Federation openly declares to the reptilian civilization that it is not allowed to be interstellar due to their aggressive attitude and the invasive aggressiveness they constantly demonstrate. Furthermore, the Galactic Federation is fully conscious of the strong and evident influence the reptilian civilization has upon the human one. From higher and more expanded points of view, and within the Galactic Federation itself, the destructive, exploitative influence of the reptilian civilization upon the human one is seen as a convenient means to an end, and a very important part of the mechanisms needed to provide a difficult existential reality for the souls incarnated there. This would go for all the souls incarnated as humans and as reptilians, not to mention all the souls incarnated as animals, who also experience a hard life on Earth, but that is another subject. Altogether, as a result of all this, and for different reasons, the Earth must be kept in isolation from the rest of the galactic community, according to the Galactic Federation. The reptilian civilization is not only divided into 7 social levels, but it is also separated by clans and regions with their sub-overlords, all as political subdivisions, yet it is seen by the Galactic Federation as one single civilization, as they do as well for the human one, as countries and their rules and regulations are irrelevant for the Federation, as they see humanity as one mass, with one government. Unlike the human civilization which the Galactic Federation controls from above, the Federation claims that they do not have any control over the reptilian one, adding to the necessity of enforcing space blockades and global isolation. Some higher levels of the reptilian government have diplomatic communication with Galactic Federation representatives by using remote presence, and also live in the meetings which take place in the Antarctica Federation bases, but what goes on there, and what they talk about, is not known. None of it is available for the rest of the galactic community stationed in Earth's orbit, as the Federation does not share such information with any of us. All this adds even more to the Federation information obscurity we disagree with. What is known and what we are informed of is that the blockade, which is meant to filter and stop incoming spacecraft traffic from entering and exiting Earth, is having limited results, as the reptilians and the regressive races they associate with resort to the use of technological portals deep underground, with which they can freely transit to faraway places. Even when those portals are rather easy to detect when they are activated, As they cause a strong magnetic anomaly all around them, they have proven very difficult to shut down, deactivate or destroy by Galactic Federation operatives, who on numerous occasions have tried to do so. Each time they deactivate or destroy a deep underground regressive portal, others come online, so they have become much like a variant of the whack-a-mole game. Something like whack-a-portal. Even though the results of such anti-portal operations have been difficult and limited, most of them have been eliminated from the reptilian-inhabited subterranean areas which are closest to the surface. And as some analysts here have stated, the proliferation of particle accelerators, supposedly built using only socially accepted human technology, and at the level of development of present-day civilization, may be a strategy to open and use portal transit technology on the surface of the planet, without the Galactic Federation being able to do anything about it. As they would be operating from a human level, with human laws, by humans, and under the disguise, or excuse that the Hadron Colliders are used only for scientific research. Particle accelerators and their real uses as portals are the subject of yet another video. In the media, especially the New Age community, there is the assumption that reptilians are bad creatures, like evil entities who exploit and eat humans, but this is a heavily simplistic way of understanding a very complex group of species. As we have seen in the case of the Alpha Draconians, who couldn't possibly be more menacing, what defines whether a creature is loving and good, or cruel and evil, is the mentality, and the ethics they go by. The reptilian Alpha Draconian genetics are the same, in both cases, where one group of their civilizations can be extremely destructive to inconceivable levels, as one single regressive Alpha Draconian can devastate an entire planet. Or they can use that same power to be one of the most efficient and dependable protectors, and guardians of life, as they lovingly will not let anything interfere with the free development of the emerging civilizations they have taken under their wing. This duality is found in all reptilians, not only in Alpha Draconians, although it is more evident in them due to their immense power. The galaxy is vast, and yet there are thousands upon thousands of progressive, high-vibration reptilian civilizations, based on love and respect, and who cherish life and protect it. Several of those highly positive reptilian civilizations have representatives who are presently in Earth's orbit, some of them being active members of the Galactic Federation, and others who are not. They are as dependable and as friendly as any other, but they are hardly even talked about on Earth, as the New Age has actively demonized all reptilian energy, and for that very same reason, they prefer not to interfere, and only watch what is going on, while also protecting the interests of their numerous positive and loving starseeds, present on Earth right now, having a human experience. In the case of an idealistic full contact event between humankind and the galactic community, the group of positive reptilians would most probably be the last ones to contact humans openly, as they know that their appearance alone would be the cause for much alarm among the human population. As a side note, interstellar space humans, such as the Tejitans, and ourselves, among others, would be among the very first to make contact, as our physical appearance and socio-cultural attributes would be the most easily accepted by the human masses. Perhaps that is one of the reasons why my group has not been shut down yet. I've been told that there are numerous accounts on Earth of abductions of all kinds, but especially nighttime ones, where the human encounters a very positive reptilian being, who conveys a very soothing and loving energy. In some of these cases, such a positive reptilian being has telepathically told the human that they are family and that they mean no harm, as they are only checking on their health and on the mental frequency communication they must have during the entire life of the human, which is one on their starseeds. Several famous researchers on Earth, whose names I'd rather omit here, still argue that such loving energy that comes from the reptilian being may simply be mind and perception controlled to soothe their victims, while they perform on them whatever they need to do. Although I do not doubt that the regressive ones may use that kind of mind games and tactics, this does not mean that all abductions and encounters with reptilian beings are regressive, although I fully recognize that on Earth, the ones which are most commonly found are the ones who belong to negative factions. Whether a creature is good or bad is only a question of perspective, as the same creature may be good for some people, and bad for others. Good and evil are seen from more expanded perspectives, and very objectively, is only a relative matter, as it only depends on who is being affected, or what other interests are being set against each other. There are good reptilians as there are bad ones, just as there are good Pleiadians and bad ones, as with any other species, but as I said above, it all depends on who sees them as good or bad, and why. It is all a question of interests. I'm sending a big hug to all the positive and loving reptilians and their star seeds out there who may be watching my videos, and I want to let you know that I am aware of the unfair segregation and loneliness you may be experiencing on Earth and near it, because of the wrong actions of some members of reptile origin. This subject will continue. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.